Yep, those were the days of the MD-380s. So, I was thinking about selling my Elinco for a while there, but I know I wasn't going to get much for it. It wouldn't even probably pay to sell it and then ship it to somebody, or I could find somebody local. I'm sure I could find somebody in the club locally that I could maybe get interested in, more interested in the digital modes by just, you know, donating the Elinco. But, and there is one guy that really, he does the 10-meter net once a week here. Really, really nice guy. This guy was an ex-Navy pilot, and then he became a Delta Airline pilot, and he's, of course, retired now, but he doesn't live too far from me. But, man, what a nice guy. We've been trying to get him to understand digital, and it's just some of the concepts that he just can't grasp. But, you know, eventually I think he'll pick it up. But anyway, I'll hold on to the Elinco there for a while. It's just an extra radio, just in case kind of thing. So I guess I'd rather not sell it. I was talking to John WI60, they're up in Simi. I checked into the Simi Satellite's 40-meter net this morning at 8:30. And after the net, I was talking to John WI60. He has been the secretary for the Simi Satellite's for years. What a nice guy. He does mostly CW, but we do hear him occasionally on the bands. But he was telling me, and it reminded me, because he knows I go up north there to Livermore. He said, you know, just north of that is San Ramon. And so they have Pacificon once a year up there, and I forgot all about Pacificon. So it's in October. I might go to that. We'll see. I mean, I don't know what else I have going that month, but beginning of October is Pacificon up in San Ramon, and I can couple it with a business trip up to Livermore, because San Ramon, probably another 20 minutes, half an hour drive from Livermore. So anyway, we'll see how it goes. W6AAX.